Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. You're listening to WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to bring you my favorite songs and occasional oddball things, which I call wombats. And I've got one real wombat for you tonight and one almost wombat. So, a good night. I'm going to start off with a song I was playing at the end of last week's show, which got cut off. The radio station cut me off right in the middle of the song. And it happens to be one of my favorite songs. Well, of course, I only play favorite songs. But still, this is a classic. And it's called If You Leave Me Now by Chicago. Chicago with If You Leave Me Now. And as I often like to do, we're now going to have a really big jump in styles. The next group is Sweet Honey in the Rock. They're an all-black female a cappella group. I've seen them perform live several times. They were founded by a woman named Bernice Johnson Reagan, a powerful woman. They do beautiful things, a great variety of things. The one they're going to do here is a poem by an African poet, Bingo Diop. He called it spirits. They call it breaths. And you'll see why they call it breaths when you hear them sing it. They always have an interpreter with them who does sign language interpretation. And they do everything from sweet, lovely little things to powerful things. Bernice Johnson Reagan is a big woman. Sometimes they would do more traditional black spiritual things. And I don't know if you've seen different kind of performances, but there are some things that black performers sometimes do. And one of them is to stomp around the stage like a king dominating his people. Bernice would do that. And when she would do it, I was at Carnegie Hall, I think, one time. It was just the most exhilarating thing, this sense of energy and power, plus this powerful voice. I looked at the current group. The only name I recognized was Issei Barnwell. Apparently, she was not one of the founding members, but she must have been there early because I heard them early. This song is called Breaths. What happened was I was at church Sunday. It was read. The poem was read. And it was mentioned that on a particular Sunday a year earlier for the same service, two different women had brought in a poem to read, and they brought the same poem. And this was the poem they read. So that sort of pointed to something. I'm going to read you a little bit of it, then I'm going to play it. Listen, it's called Spirits. That's the name of the poem. Listen to things more often than beings. Hear the voice of fire. Hear the voice of water. Listen to the wind, to the sighs of the bush. This is the ancestors breathing. Those who are dead are not ever gone. They are in the darkness that grows lighter, and in the darkness that grows darker. The dead are not down in the earth. They are in the trembling of the trees, in the groaning of the woods, in the water that runs, in the water that sleeps. They are in the hut. They are in the crowd. The dead are not dead. Listen to things more often than beings. So I'm going to play it for you. Freudian, I'm going to pray it for you. Well, I am going to pray it for you. But it's a powerful thing, and I've always loved it. And hearing it read last week reminded me of this. And you'll see why they call this song Breaths. So this is Sweet Honey in the Rock singing what they call Breaths.
Listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath. When the fire's voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's breath. In the voice of the waters, those who have died have never lived. The dead are not under the earth. They are in the rustling trees. They are in the groaning woods. They are in the crying grass. They are in the moaning rocks. The dead are not under the earth. So listen more often to things than to beings. Listen more often to things than to beings. 'Tis the ancestor's breath. When the fire's voice is heard, 'tis the ancestor's breath. In the voice of the waters, those who have died have never lived. The dead have a pact with the living. They are in the woman's breast. They are in the wailing child. They are with us in the home. They are with us in the crowd. The dead have all packed with the living. So listen more often to things than to themes. Listen more often to things than to themes. Tis the ancestor's birth. When the fire's voice is heard, tis the ancestor's breath. In the voice of the water, I was listen more often to things than to themes. Listen more often to things than to themes.
So that was Breaths by Sweet Honey and the Rock. I was looking at the words of the poem while they were singing, and they've changed it around. None of the things they said were not in the poem. They just weren't worded exactly the same. But so they took it and rearranged it so that they could sing it. But I love that. I love the breaths especially. That was a trip. Now, the next song is also a little peculiar. It's called Misty Moisty Morning. The recording I'm playing you was recorded by Steel Eye Span, a rock band, as I think of them. But I guess they did a lot of folk stuff, too, because this is definitely folk. So this is by Steel Eye Span from 1973. And it says the tune used is by John Gay in Beggar's Opera. So this is Misty Moisty Morning, and I heard it once years ago, and it captured me, and I learned it and loved it. It has an ancient feel to it, even though it was composed fairly recently. The tune probably has ancient roots, and the words definitely have ancient roots. So here we go with Misty Moisty Morning.
By his side, he wore no shirt upon his back, but wool unto his skin, singing howdy-doo and howdy-doo and howdy-doo again. I went a little further, and there I met a maid, a going milking, the milking's how she said. Then I began to compliment, and she began to sing, saying howdy-doo and howdy-doo and howdy-doo again. This maid, her name was Dolly, clothed in a gown of grey. I, being somewhat jolly, persuaded her to stay, and a straight I found. said that I would married be, and she would be my bride, and along we should not tarry, and 20 things beside. I'll plough and sow and reap and mow, and you shall sit and spin, singing
howdy-do, and howdy-do again.
Her parents then consented, all parties were agreed, her portion 30 shillings, we married were with speed. Then will the piper he did play, while others dance and sing, saying
howdy-do, and howdy-do again.
Then last year up and robin, with many damsels gay, did ride on round and Dobbin to celebrate the day. And when they met together, their caps they off did fling, saying
howdy-do, and howdy-do again.
That was Misty Moisty Morning by Steel Eye Span. It apparently the first recorded or the first written record of this was from the only true Mother Goose Melodies, a book published in 1833, and I suspect the words go back long before that. So there's a bit of a wombat for you. I think the breaths thing earlier was a bit of a wombat too. Now we come to something more current. This is from the late 50s. It's Ian and Sylvia, a popular singing group back during the folk era, along with the Kingston Trio, many others. And the song is When First Came to This Country. And I've always enjoyed it. I've liked it since the first time I heard it. It's a romance song. Well, I guess. It's kind of a failed romance song. So this is When First Came to This Country by Ian and Sylvia.
When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted a fairy, then Bessie was her name. I courted her for love, and her love I didn't obtain. Do you think I've any reason or right? I rode to see my Nancy, I rode both night and day, till I noticed a stallion both white-looking and gray. The sheriff's men had fought and they'd overtaken me, and they carted me away to the penitentiary. They opened up the door and then they shoved me in, and they shaved off my head and then they peeled off my chin. They beat me and they banged me and they fed me on dry beans, till I wished in my own heart I'd never been a thief. My coat of a color like acres of old. When first unto this country a stranger I came, and I courted a fairy, then Nancy was her name.
When First Came to This Country by Ian and Sylvia. I'm staying with old songs now. This is a song from back, probably the 19th century. And a man works in a mine and has very little money, as you can tell. So he can't even afford a pen, or no one has a pen, so he doesn't write letters. And he's often thinks of writing home, but he doesn't. So kind of a sad song, but old.
Oh, I often think of riding home, but I very seldom ride. A letter now and then I get which fills me with delight. But while I'm here with the Romans, I'll do as Romans do, and let her rip till I return to tell them all I know. For it keeps a man hunting round to keep up with the times, and pen and ink, they're very scarce with the people in the mines, and writing don't amount to much unless you got the dimes. If I would write them every mail, I know it would them please, but neighbors would then flock around them like a swarm of bees, and great would be the cry abroad that such a man's a fool, and if he was a friend of mine, I'd send him off to school. For it keeps the man hunting around to keep up with the times, and pen and ink, they're very scarce with the people in the mines, and writing don't amount to much unless you've got the dimes. I've half a mind to write to them and tell them I'm alive, and to watch the California boats whenever they arrive, for I intend a home return whenever I'm inclined, then drop a line informing them that I've lately changed my mind. For it keeps a man hunting around to keep up with the times, and pen and ink, they're very scarce with the people in the mines, and writing don't amount to much unless you got the dimes. Well, I like to live among the hills and the pleasant mountain towns, and I like the cities better since they drove away the hounds. But were they 50 times as fair, for all I would not fail to be a man forevermore and to write them every mail. For it keeps a man hunting around to keep up with the times, and pen and ink, they're very scarce with the people in the mines, and writing don't amount to much unless you've got the dimes.
I often think of writing. Well, it's wombat time. I read to you from a book by Sheila Kay Adams a while back. Sheila Kay is an acquaintance of mine. I would say a friend if I knew her better, but I like her. Nice woman, talented woman, from Sodom, North Carolina. I think they've changed their name now. But she grew up in a rich tradition of song and story, and she's written some of them down. This is one of the stories. I heard her tell this live, and she does it well, and I will try to do the same. This is called The Ghost Dog. During the Great Civil War, as it's called over home, there was a rebel soldier who got set upon by some Yankees and was killed way back in the Gudger Tract. Traveling with him was a big white shepherd dog. The Yanks tried to catch it, even shot at it a few times, but the dog managed to get away. The Yanks buried the rebel there and moved on, but the dog stayed. For years, folks who passed back and forth through the area saw it there around the grave. Some folks tried to call the dog to them, but it would only sit watching, never straying too far from the gravesite of its master. Some years later, the dog was found dead, lying right across the grave. Someone dug a hole and buried it beside the man it had guarded even after death. Then came stories from reliable folks about a great white dog that would trot along by your side for a ways as you walked or rode your horse along the path that wound along the ridge. The place became known as Rebel Ridge and is still called that today. George Bishop was one of those who swore he had seen the dog. George had a bit to drink and had laid out just about all night playing cards. He figured his wife was waiting up for him just so she could give him a good cussing, so he decided to take a shortcut up along Rebel Ridge. He came out on top of the ridge and started out along the path, picking his way by the light of a full moon. He said he wasn't even thinking about no dog, just the cussing he was in for, when all of a sudden, right there beside him, trotting along, was the biggest white dog he had ever seen. He said, "Get from here," and kicked at it, thinking to run it off. But much to his surprise, His foot went clear through it. He stopped dead in his tracks and took a good look at it. All the hairs on his back, all the hairs on the back of his neck stood straight up. He said later if he'd had any hair on his head, it wouldn't have fit in a bushel basket, because what he saw almost scared him to death. The dog had glowing red eyes, and George could see the ground right through it. He decided right then that something unnatural was taking place, and he broke into a run. He was a-picking them up and putting them down, and the dog stayed right with him. Much to his horror, the dog looked up and said, plain as any person might, "We are running now, ain't we?" This stunned George so bad that he stopped, clutching his breast, gasping for breath. The dog stopped too and sat looking up at him. "We are resting now, ain't we?" the dog asked. George started to run again with the dog loping along beside him. "We are running again, ain't we?" the dog asked. George was pretty much blind with fear by now, so it's no wonder that he didn't see the root across the path till his foot caught on it, sprawling him face down in the dirt. He pulled his coat over his head and lay real still, expecting at any minute to feel the dog's teeth sink into his leg or his arm. After a few minutes, when his breathing and his heart slowed down, he dared a peek out from under his coat. Sure enough, there sat the dog, patiently watching him. "We are resting again, ain't we?" Well, George figured he had just about enough of this. He looked the dog square in the old red eyes and said, "Yes, ay, God, we are. And when we're good and rested, then we're going to get up and run some damn more." George lived to tell his tale, and as far as I know, he never took the nigh way home across Rebel Ridge again. So that's The Ghost Dog by Sheila K. Adams, one of the many stories she collected from her relatives in Sodom, North Carolina. Sheila's a performer, has performed here in Abingdon a few times, and she was a performing guest at a week I went to, two different weeks, and just a great, great entertainer. Well, sticking on the war theme now, here's another song that haunts me, I guess. It's a story of a soldier who's, well, you'll hear the story, and it's sort of the story that every soldier in war might have, and kind of hopes he doesn't. This is the Kingston Trio singing "Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me."
I remember when I was a barefooted boy, climbing in a sycamore tree. But now I'm a little older, got a rifle on my shoulder. Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some fool made a soldier of me. Rock hard and ride in the rough cavalry.
Got a pretty gal waiting for me while I rock here in the army. Some fool made a soldier of me. I told her we'd marry and build us a home and raise us a big family. But she's given all her charms to a blue uniform. Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some fool made a soldier of me. Rock hard and ride in the rough cavalry.
The day's getting hotter, I'm near out of water. Some fool made a soldier of me. I told General Custer I'm a dying of thirst and the heat is a getting to me. But he said, "Have no fear, there's a bigger river near." Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some fool made a soldier of me.
Get there in the morning to the little big horn.
Hey, General Custer, I think I see an Indian over there.
Yeah, ask her if she's got a friend for me.
Some fool made a soldier of me.
Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me by the Kingston Trio. By the way, Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me, actually. I was a lieutenant in the U.S. Army, Corps of Engineers, stationed in Germany for 2 years. Fortunately, I didn't have to go to war. But I got out and took an overseas discharge, traveling around Europe with my wife, and was lucky because those of my friends who chose to extend their stay in Germany for another year, it was a good tour in Germany, we had a lot of fun, they chose to stay, and they didn't get to stay in Germany. They went to Vietnam. But Some Fool Made a Soldier of Me, in spite of the fact that my mother said I didn't have a military bone in my body. That rather upset my father, a U.S. Army colonel, career officer. He hadn't planned to be an officer. He was a lawyer, but he got called in the war and stayed in. But I did survive, and I guess I was a decent lieutenant for what I had to do. But I'm glad I didn't have to do anything like Vietnam or the soldier in that song. Well, in that era, the folk music era, when the Kingston Trio performed, out of nowhere came a young woman who just became famous, it seemed like overnight, and had the most beautiful voice I'd ever heard. I was in Cambridge, Massachusetts at the time, and she was performing all around, and she had a concert in Boston. So off we went, my friends and I, to see Joan Baez in concert, and what a treat it was. And this is one of the songs that she was singing in those days, and it's one of the Joan Baez can sing anything, but I especially like her when she sings something poignant that reaches deep. And this song is a song for all time, especially now. It's a green song, worries about the environment. You gotta kind of have to read between the lines, but not too far between the lines.
I'll sing you the gentlest protest song I know. It doesn't protest gently, but it sounds gentle. It's called What Have They Done to the Rain? Just a little rain falling all around. The grass lifts its head to the heavenly sound. Just a little rain, just a little rain. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years, and the grass is gone. As the breeze blows by, just a little breeze with some smoke in its eye. What have they done to the rain? Just a little boy standing in the rain, the gentle rain that falls for years.
Thank you. Well, that was Joan Baez singing What Have You Done to the Rain. By the way, that's part of what I call my Snap, Crackle, and Pop collection. I have a large number of old long play records, which has been a burden. I've hauled those things around every time I move for the last 40 years, and I still have them. But I went through them about 2 years ago and picked out some of my favorites and made digital recordings of it. That's one. Now, I don't doubt that I could probably get that on iTunes, but I got it off a record. You can hear the crack. That's the Snap, Crackle, and Pop. But that's the last of Snap, Crackle, and Pop for the day. We're moving on to some more recent things. This is Mountain of Love by Johnny Rivers. There were a number of recordings of this. This was one of the more popular ones. This one was from 1964. Charlie Pride made one in the 80s that did even better than this. But I like this recording of it. It's called Mountain of Love by Johnny Rivers.
Standing on a mountain looking down on the city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been it, many times I cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. Get a glimpse of you. Try hard to find you somewhere high on a mountain of love. Mountain of love, the mountain of love. You should be ashamed now. Used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name.
A Mountain of Love by Johnny Rivers. Now we're going back to 1958. Ricky Nelson singing Poor Little Fool, and became a big hit, and probably one of his biggest hits, and a song that I remember really well from my teenage years and really enjoyed. So this is Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson.
hasten at my call. But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool. She cared for me, and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
The next day she was gone, and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor Little Fool by Ricky Nelson, 1958. Well, next up is Proud Mary by Creedence Clearwater. This was a big hit for the Creedence Clearwater revival, and I hope you like it.
Oh,
That was Proud Mary by the Creedence Clearwater Revival. You know, I said we were through with Snap, Crackle, and Pop, but we weren't. I think both the next two songs are from records. This one's called Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. It's a children's nursery rhyme, and there are a number of listed recordings. This is by a duet, two men, and I can't remember their names. I'll have to go back and go through my records. If you know who it is, let me know. You're listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music at WEHC FM 90.7. And you can reach me at hbaya, H-B-A-Y-A, at EHC, that's Emory College, .edu. So if you want to email me and let me know who are the performers on the next song. It's Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod. I think it's from the late 60s or early 70s. And I've always enjoyed the song, so here you get a chance to hear it also. Winkin', Blinkin', and Nod.
Winkin' and blinkin' and Nod one night sailed off in a wooden shoe. Sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Now where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We're going a fishing for herring fish that lived in the beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin' and blinkin' and Nod. The old moon laughed and sang a song as they rocked in their wooden shoe. And the wind that sped them all night long rustled the waves of dew. The little stars were the heron fish that lived in the beautiful sea. So cast your nets wherever you wish, and never afeard are we. So sang the stars to the fishermen three, winking and blinking and nod. All night long their nets they threw to the stars in the twinkling foam. Then down from the sky came a wooden shoe, bringing the fishermen home. Was also pretty in the sight it seemed, as if it could not was a dream they dreamed, sailing the beautiful sea. But I will name you the fishermen three, winking and blinking and nod. Now winking and blinking, two little eyes, and nod is a little blue that sail the skies, a wee one's trundle bed. So close your eyes while father sings of the beautiful sights that be, and you will see the wonderful things as you rock in your misty sea, where the old moon rocked the fishermen three, winking and blinking and nod.
Well, that was not only Snap, Crackle, and Pop, that was Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Skip. When you play those old records, sometimes the needle jumps, and that's what was happening there. But still a nice song. I think the next one is also a Snap, Crackle, and Pop. This is from Jacques Brel. I played a song a few weeks ago from Jacques Brel. This one is If We Only Had Love. Jacques Brel was a French musician, performer, and songwriter. And I've always been kind of amazed that his songs traveled so well in translation. The Broadway show Jacques Brel Is Alive and Well, Living in Paris had maybe 15 songs in it, and probably five or six of them are just utterly fantastic, kind of haunting, soft, wonderful things. This is one of them. I don't think it ever became a hit or anything, but it is for me. It's called If We Only Had Love by Jacques Brel.
If we only had love, then tomorrow will dawn, and the days of our years will rise on that morn. If we only have love to embrace without fears, we will kiss with our eyes, we will sleep without tears. If we only have love with our arms open wide, then the young and the old will stand at our side. If we only have love that's falling like rain, then the parched desert earth green again. If we only had love,
If we only had love, we can reach those in pain. We can heal all our wounds. We can use our own names. If we only have love, we can melt all the guns and then give the new world to our daughters and sons. If we only have love, then Jerusalem stands, and then death has no shadow. There are no foreign lands. If we only have love, we will never bow down. We'll be tall as the pines, neither heroes nor clowns. If we only have love, then we'll only be men. And we'll drink from the grail to be born once again. Then with nothing at all but the little we are, we'll have conquered all time, all space, the sun and the stars.
If We Only Had Love by Jock Brel. Well, we've only got a few minutes left, and I can't play you a full song, which you, when you hear this, you may think it's just as well. This is Sacred Harp. Sacred Harp, H-A-R-P, four-note shape, note singing, a cappella. I'm just going to play you a little bit of this, and I'll probably play the whole thing next week. But this is four groups. Each group sits in its own in a square, the tenors, the basses, the altos, and sopranos. And they sing the first verse through. They sing the shapes, fa, sol, la, it's called. And so which means they're all singing different words, because when they're singing different notes, they're singing different words. And then they sing the words to the song. So I'm just going to give you a minute or so of it, and then we'll close out.
La, fa, sol, la, 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 fa, sol, la, la, sol. And make his glories known.
Those happy spirits in his spirit and sing his praise.
Happy spirits in his praise.
Happy spirits in his praise. Happy spirits in his praise.
So there's a taste of Sacred Harp. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and this is your host, Harry Baya. This comes to you on Monday night at 7 o'clock from WEHC FM 90.7 at Emory and Henry College. And each week, I love to bring you my favorite songs. Next week, I'll probably start off with that Sacred Harp number, which I'll introduce a little more thoroughly. And once you're through that, we'll have some other things and maybe another wombat. So I want to wish you all a good week, and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.